It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Taking your calls in about 10 minutes, but you can go ahead and get on the phones now because I'm sure they're going to fill up. We already got a couple in. 301-230-0980. Vibe check Tuesday. Terry McLaurin is holding out. And we didn't know that this morning. Which way that was going to go, because Adam Peters was asked directly about it. And so this morning, the Commanders general manager stepped to the podium. He, of course, was joined by Dan Quinn. Quinn talked about a bunch of stuff as well. But a lot of the obviously, as you would imagine, a lot of the Terry questions went towards Adam Peters. And here is what the Commanders general manager had to say when asked about what his expectations were today on report day for Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
And then for both of you, he talked a lot last week about his situation, a lot of frustration. He talked about wanting to feel valued. I'm curious what you guys thought about that. And then Adam, if you can talk about where things do stand with him as far as an extension.
Without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
So that was the messaging this morning. Like, we're going to try everything we can. We haven't talked to him about whether he's coming in or not. And then we learned this afternoon, like, he's not coming, because otherwise he'd be here. Terry McLaurin, again, not reporting for camp this afternoon. I find the language that we'll do whatever it takes to get a deal done very silly. I guess you have to say it. I would appreciate, like, we are trying to do a deal that we think is fair to Terry and fair for the team. I think that's more accurate, because, like, we'll do anything to get a deal done. Okay, we'll just give him what he wants. You have a deal. By the same token, like, that is true from the player side as well. I'll do everything possible to get a deal done. Will you take less money? Well, everything except for that. So I understand it's what people say. I'm kind of having a little bit of fun with the semantics here. But it is kind of funny to me to hear that and just be like, oh, we'll do everything in our power to get a deal done, except for give him the amount of money, years, and guarantees that he wants. And so what, again, my question here is, like, is that actually prudent team building by Adam Peters? We don't know, because we don't know the numbers. But we know that there is some value that the team puts on Terry. They obviously think very highly of him as a person. How could you not? But what that actually translates into in dollars and cents is still very much an unknown. Up next, Adam Peters was talked about balancing. And this is what I thought was a great question by David Aldridge. And Anthony, actually, do you know, is the question in here? Okay, it's not. Okay, well then, basically, David, who, by the way, I don't know if you caught wind of this. There was some horrendous, like, overturned dump truck on the bridge this morning going from Maryland to Virginia. So, like, all the Maryland people were, like, running into this press conference as it was starting and, like, as it was going, because the traffic was absolutely bananas, which meant the big group chat that a bunch of people are in was going very, very hilariously off the rails. But anyway, David, huffing and puffing, runs in and is like, So, I'm a Hall of Famer. Let me ask a great question. And the question was, how do you balance Terry's history with the future you're trying to build and your present situation? Here was Adam Peters' answer.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, our financial situation and all that, but, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and negotiating in good faith. All those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So, as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it, and what the player would, Terry in this instance, is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards, and we're having some good conversations, and we'll continue to.
The one big separation, the one big, I don't know what the right word, deviation. I feel like I've used that word a lot lately, which is a weird word to use a lot. Anyway, the one big deviation from kind of Terry's side of things and Adam's side of things, and they both might be true because they're a week apart, is Adam says, we've had some really good conversations. Terry last week said, there have basically been no conversations. So is there a chance that after that press conference last week that talks have picked back up and they are trying to get something done and there's been some kind of agreements on some things, other things are still farther apart, or it's like, hey, but also, like, I don't know. I also find some of this stuff really silly at some point because, and maybe, who knows, maybe eventually I'll get to know more, some, you know, tell-all book or some executive will tell me, or some agent will tell me how this goes. It'd be great to have, like, J.I. or Joel Corey to talk about this. But also, like, how hard is it to actually do this? Like, what are you – oh, we're having talks. How hard are the talks? I want $30 million. Well, I want to give you 28. I want $30 million. I want 20. Like, what are they actually talking about here? At some point, there's got to be some, like, substantive argument. I mean, Anthony, am I missing something here? Like, the talks are Terry's agent writes numbers on a sheet of paper, push them across the table. This is what I want. Adam strikes through those numbers, writes down his own numbers, pushes them back. Like, I know sometimes it's like specific contract language and it gets very lawyery and, you know, there's redlining and stuff, but I don't think we're at that stage. Like, that's what Shamar Stewart's arguing for. I don't understand, like, the depth of the talks here. Like, what eventually, like, you sit in the room, you agree on the numbers, or you don't. That feels like the bigness of this, the nature of these discussions. We're still at that point, not at, like, some detailed, nuanced language where there's a bunch of different options that only comes into play in specific scenarios. If this, then that gets voided and that gets guaranteed and blah, blah, blah. I don't think they agree on numbers and years. And so if that's the case, I don't understand how we're getting closer to a deal. Oh, you would accept 33, but not 34. Well, I still only want to pay you 29. We're not any closer to a deal.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably where Adam Peters and, you know, Terry, are, though. Like, Adam Peters might not be fond of where the wide receiver market is just because it's so high and it's just continually gradually shooting up. And then Terry just, like, he's not really budging, so I don't know. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm trying to give them a little bit more credit, and I'm just like, I really am, like, flabbergasted about this. So it really, a lot of this, I feel like I sound snarkier than I want to, but it's coming from the fact that I just, like, I truly cannot believe we are here with this player and this team and this front office, because I think genuinely they want to be, like, this is a compliment. They want to be together. You could have the, like, all right, Terry's side is like, we want 34 or we want 33 because we want to be, let's go 33, right? We want to be above Garrett Wilson. Well, no other 30 plus receiver except for Tyreek Hill has ever gotten over 30. A 30 year old has gotten over 30 million. So we'd like to give you 29. No, like, we're not accepting that. We just said we want 33. Okay. Well, all right, we'll give you 30. And Terry's side goes, no. And they're like, we'll come down to 32 and a half. Okay. Well, you're getting closer at that point. What I also wonder is each side bringing new data to the table, right? Is, like, certainly if you're Terry's agent, you're going, Wilson got 32 and a half. Here's our numbers versus Wilson's numbers. We think we're worth X. And if you are like, we ran a formula here that based off of Terry's games played in college and the pros versus the average 30-year-old receiver, we actually think he should be valued as a 28-year-old receiver, and here are the 28-year-old numbers. The regression line, like, what kind of data is being exchanged here to try to convince the other side to come up or come down? Like, that's the thing I would be genuinely fascinated of, because they are obviously not just taking a sheet of paper and passing it back and forth like a cartoon negotiation. There is a lot that goes in. And having talked to some agents, I remember talking to one agent this summer and getting past some information, and, like, the amount of homework they had of, this player at this age did X and they got paid Y, and my guy is X and he gets paid blah, and we think he should get blah plus. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes in here. Again, I think that Terry's side is trying to make an argument that Terry is an unprecedented player. I actually tend to believe that and buy that. But if you're Adam Peters trying to dissect what that actually translates to in dollars and cents, I think is very difficult. Real quick, is there an urgency to get this done before camp? That was the last question that Adam Peters was asked on Terry McLaurin. We'll actually tell you what. We'll play that answer for you and start taking your calls on a Vibe Check Tuesday next on The Hoffman Show.